General Motors has announced a deal to sell a 51% stake in its financial business. The General Motors Acceptance Corporation handles mortgage lending and real estate services. The sale of a majority stake in GMAC comes at a time when the struggling automaker has been hemorrhaging cash. It desperately needs the $14 billion this deal will bring in to help pay for attempts to turn around its business in North America. GM is selling the stake to a consortium of investors led by a large private investment group. NPR's Jack Spear joins us now. Good morning.
Good morning, Renee.
So, Jack, why is GM selling this part of its operations, considering that this is one that has actually been making money?
Well, you're absolutely right, Renee. General Motors Acceptance Corporation has been making money. They provide auto financing, commercial finance, insurance, and mortgage products. But GM is in desperate need of cash right now. They lost more than $10 billion last year in their North American automotive business. The company is about to offer generous buyouts and incentive offers to some of its older employees, including those on the cusp of retirement, to try to convince them to leave early. That's going to be costly. No one yet knows how costly. And the company is going to be shuttering plants and cutting upwards of 30,000 jobs. So GM really needs a little breathing room, and this deal provides some.
So who is buying this 51% stake in GMAC, and what can you tell us about the terms of the sale?
Well, the company that is buying this majority stake in GMAC is an investment group called Cerberus Capital Management. Cerberus, by the way, named for the three-headed dog that guards the gates of hell in Greek mythology. This company's made its name buying up distressed assets and trading in hedge funds. And the company's global arm is actually chaired by former Vice President Dan Quayle, along with Cerberus, Citigroup, and Japan's Aozora Bank, are also involved in this deal for this majority stake in GMAC.
So, but let's get back, though, to the question of why sell a profitable part of your business.
Well, I mean, that's a very good question, but it illustrates, I think, better than anything else, just how dire GM's financial situation has become. GM has been taking a series of steps, as we mentioned, to restore some of the confidence that it's lost. And by selling this majority stake in its finance arm, GM does give itself more cash, but they also give Wall Street a little more confidence and the rating agencies that this company will be able to turn themselves around, along with helping to pay for some of the layoffs, as we mentioned. This should restore some confidence that this company is on the right track and has a little extra money to engineer its turnaround.
When and if this deal goes through, who is going to be running the company?
Well, as it's currently structured, GM maintains a 49% stake in GMAC. They'll continue to run the company with existing management. GM's CEO Rick Wagoner called this deal another important milestone in the efforts to turn around General Motors. The sale by GM of a majority stake in its finance unit is expected to close by the fourth quarter of 2006, and Wall Street is likely to be pretty happy with this deal, Renee.
Jack, thanks very much.
You're welcome.
NPR's Jack Spear.